بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are covering the beautiful du'as of the Quran, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in ways of asking Him. And yesterday, mashallah, we covered one of the du'as of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and to give it a title, because every du'a that is given has a profound message and profound impact. And one of the benefits of the du'a of Nuh alayhi salam was that a person who regrets the mistakes they made in their life, the regrets that we have, this is the dua of Nuh alayhi salam that we spoke about yesterday. And it's very tough because when Anbiya, when Prophets alayhi wasalam, they make a dua, it covers so many different things. And it's very challenging to say that this is the focus of the dua. In reality, you're going to see today, inshallah, because we're going to talk about another Nabi today too, which is the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's in the Surah Ibrahim, right? At the end of it is a beautiful, beautiful dua. It's a remarkable dua. It's a dua that people are thinking, maybe yesterday we talked about children. We talked very strongly about children, making sure we raise them on deen and taqwa. This dua you need, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to protect your children. Maybe you're thinking about your parents. How can I help my parents? This dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam is for parents too. Maybe you're thinking about so many different things. How can I save myself? How can I make myself someone who's deendar, someone who's a good Muslim? This dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam is for you as well. It's a profound dua. Surah Ibrahim is it's a surah, again, every surah has a maqsad, a purpose, an objective. One of the objectives of the Surah Ibrahim is to tell the Quraysh, who are the children, the great, 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 great grandchildren. As you all know, the people of Makkah, what was Makkah before? It was nothing, right? There was nothing there, right? The house of Allah Ta'ala, the foundation was disappeared. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't locatable anymore, right? There weren't people living there. There's no water there. There's no trees there. There's nothing, right? In reality, just a valley, just empty land. Who started to live there? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, they all started living there, right? And thereafter, the place became Mubarak and blessed. But before that, what was there? Nothing at all. The Qurayshi people, the people who are from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, the people who live in Mecca are the ones who are benefiting from Ibrahim alayhi salam. And yet, subhanAllah, although Ibrahim alayhi salam is a man of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, his great, 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 great grandchildren, subhanAllah, what are they doing? Worshipping 360 idols around the Kaaba. Could you imagine? So Allah Ta'ala appeals to them. Allah Ta'ala speaks to them and says, how did you become so ungrateful to me? So then Allah Ta'ala, whenever He wants to speak about gratitude, being grateful to someone, to being grateful to Him rather, Allah Ta'ala brings you Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because you cannot find someone more grateful than Him. Allah Ta'ala described in the Quran as Shakiran li an'ami. Allah Ta'ala said, He fulfilled the shukr of some of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. This is a huge ta'rif. This is a huge praise of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. Allah says, Shakiran li an'umi, that some of the blessings of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did shukr, proper shukr of these things. Allahu Akbar. Who could actually show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala the way it should be? Allah just said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, mashallah, he did amazing things. Having keeping this in mind, who was he, subhanAllah, at the end? Allah Ta'ala makes this beautiful reminder, this dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua is at the end, but I'd like you all to listen to it, right? Because the whole thing, it teaches you a lot of stuff about how to make dua properly. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. He comes back, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he comes back after a certain amount of time and he sees Ismail alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam after such a long time, and he sees that there is a small little town that when he left them before, he left them with some water and some kajud. He left them with some water and some dates. And he left them underneath a tree and said, inshallah, they'll be fine. Or rather, he left them in the desert area and he said, they'll be fine. He comes back years later and he sees now there's a little town being developed. How happy could you be? Could you imagine how happy you are? You're seeing now, subhanAllah, your son is becoming stronger. Your wife is fine. The community is there.
Ibrahim alayhi salam seeing this, he's already making so much dua when he's back with Ishaq and Sarah, when he's back, when he's home in the area of Sham. When he comes back to Mecca and he sees what's there now, he starts saying, Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balada amina. Oh Allah, make this city a safe city. Make this city safe. Make this city secure. Aman and amana is a very important thing. I think we don't value this enough. The value of having safety and the value of having food. These are two values. These are two things we don't make shukr enough for. I tell you, subhanAllah, when I used to have one brother, mashallah, from Afghanistan, I asked him, I said that, you lived in such a Muslim country. And he said, such and such. I said that it was surprising to me that why did he come to America? Long story short, I asked him, I said, it's surprising why you come here. And he said that, listen, Maulana, one of the things for me is that, he said, it wasn't safe. And you can't live life if you're not safe. And I want you all to think about that. You are living in a home, subhanAllah, that if you didn't lock your door, you don't have to worry about getting robbed. Okay, in New York, if you left anything unlocked, qamatil qiyamah, you gone. Okay? Subhanallah, you live in a community where you don't have to worry about certain crimes. You don't have to worry about your life getting robbed. You don't have to worry about your things getting robbed. You don't have to worry about your children getting harmed or hurt or whatever. Subhanallah, Amen is such a huge amana of Allah. It's a huge ni'mah of Allah. People don't realize how important it is to have safety. Alhamdulillah, we have safety. Ibrahim is already making dua for safety. And now he's making dua again for safety. this is what people say. Maulana, I made so much dua, so much dua, so much dua. I said, continue to make dua. This is the haq that Allah Ta'ala told you that you must do. Make dua again and again. He comes to the city, he sees it before his eyes. He says, Ya Allah, continue to keep the city safe. And keep the city safe, physically speaking. Keep it safe from the robbers and the burglars and the criminals or whatever, whatever. وَجُنُوبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. And Allah, keep me and my children away from worshipping idols. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You and I need to recognize that this is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's been away from shirk his whole life. Before he even was a prophet, he knew that shirk was wrong. He did not like idols, he destroyed these idols. Could you imagine? Yet he's making dua, saying, Allah, keep me away from worshipping these idols. And Ya Allah, keep me a children away. SubhanAllah, this is the dua of a Nabi showing you his tawadu, his humility, and his lowliness before Allah Ta'ala. What should your dua and my dua be? Oh Allah, I literally live in Darul Kufr. The Kaaba of Shaitan is in Madison Square Garden. You don't understand what I'm saying here? SubhanAllah, you live so close to this place of Kufr, where Kufr is being engineered and manufactured and produced all over the world from America. Everyone's Kufr is, this is the source of it. You're living in this place. وَجَنُوبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ. Allah, keep me and my children away from worshipping idols. And then Ibrahim says, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah, they have misguided many people. He says, they have misguided many people, Ya Allah. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي, whoever follows me, oh my Rabbul Alameen, whoever follows me, because he's a prophet, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. He said, if he follows me, then he's from me. Ibrahim is giving you something very beautiful. Ibrahim is basically telling you that if you follow whoever follows me, he says, you are from me. What does this mean? On Qiyamah, inshallah ta'ala, you'll be raised from the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, my father, mashallah, is an amazing guy. He's not here. If I said this, might have been cleaner now. I don't know where he went. But mashallah, my father's an amazing person. My grandfather's an amazing person. But subhanAllah, could you imagine being from the awlad of Ibrahim alayhi salam? فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. SubhanAllah, I mentioned this, mashallah, for many people, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar, especially in India, coming from countries of such shirk. Allah, with such khabith shirk, right? It's not even like normal shirk. It's like shirk 3.0 shirk. Like it's high-level shirk, right? But yet, subhanAllah, there are people that worship Allah, the oneness of Allah there, right? SubhanAllah, this is from the awlad, the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Really, it is. That people in areas of kufr are able to worship one Allah. This is what Ibrahim was about. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي, Allah Ta'ala says on the tongue of Ibrahim alayhi salam, whoever follows me, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, he is from me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, and Allah, he makes such a beautiful dua. He says, and whoever disobeys me, Ya Allah, who doesn't like my way, Ya Allah, who turns away from me, Ya Allah, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah, you could forgive me. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, mashallah, he makes such a profound dua in the beginning. The dua of safety of one's iman in a place of kufr and shirk and bid'ah and haram. He makes such a powerful dua. Then he turns to Allah about his children. And I want you to notice the way he talks about the situation of his children. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. رَبَّنَا Inni askantu. Oh Allah, I placed my children. I placed some of my children, meaning Ismail alayhi salam, right? He placed some of his children biwadin in a valley, in just a valley. What is this valley, brothers and elders in Islam? What is the valley he placed them in? Makkah to Mukarrama. But he's saying in a, such a humble way, such an ordinary valley, such a simple valley, because to Allah Ta'ala, all valleys are the same. He says, oh Allah, such a low valley it is. Ghayri zi zara', it has no plantation, it has no vegetation, it has nothing that grows here. You have to think, subhanAllah, Mecca is a place that nothing grows except for like the zatu shawka, the thorny plants, things you can't consume or eat, right? This is the type of it, right? You go out in that desert, you're a dead man. You are a dead man at that time. Inda baytika al-muharram, ya Allah, I place my children here without any vegetation, no food, nothing, next to your sacred house, ya Rabbal Alameen, next to baytika al-muharram. The respect of the Kaaba, I tell you, subhanAllah, the respect of the Kaaba is so overwhelming. May Allah take us there again and again. When you look at the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, the amount of reverence, you cannot hold the tears back from your eyes. Just by looking at the Kaaba has such an impact on a person that he's never worshipped Allah his whole life. Yet he looks at the Kaaba and he starts to cry tears of forgiveness, ya Rabbi. This is why our ulama say when you make tawaf, I don't want to get on tangent, but when you make tawaf, our ulama have taught us that you don't actually look at the Kaaba. Because out of respect, that I don't even deserve to be here. But very sharam kam, right? I'm before Allah Ta'ala, and I'm before His sacred house. I don't deserve to be. How could I even raise my head to you? And subhanAllah, nowadays, mashallah, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We must show everyone everything. Ya Allah, do the ibadah for you. I don't, you know, honestly, be a little selfish here. People are trying to be selfish by showing on Instagram. I said, no, be more selfish. Don't show anybody. Be as selfish as you can, because on Qiyamah, you by yourself. I'm by myself. On Qiyamah, you have to worry about yourself. Don't worry about people showing people. On Day of Judgment, they won't even care about your video. What do you care about? Ya Allah, I needed to worship you. That's what you're supposed to do at that place. May Allah forgive. I'm very much against, if you haven't noticed, I'm very much against taking pictures of the Kaaba. I don't like it. I don't like when people send it. I don't, because why? Because I say, subhanAllah, you cannot capture the beauty of the Kaaba with your terrible phone. I don't care what iPhone, whatever you have. Or whatever, Samsung 3, whatever. I'm not against iPhone, okay? Whatever you have. You cannot capture the beauty of the Kaaba through your terrible phone. And for you to take a picture through it, may Allah forgive. It's just my own personal. But I've always, mashallah, felt very strongly about these things. The things of adab and respect. May Allah give us understanding. If you're inside a courtroom, you can't take a picture of the judge, right? I don't know, whatever. Keep this in mind, subhanAllah. Ibrahim alayhi says this, عند بيتك المحرم. Ya Allah, I left them in this place without any food or vegetation, nothing. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Why did I bring them, Ya Allah? This is the exact opposite thing, right? We bring them to America so they can have food and drink and sustenance. Ibrahim alayhi said, Ya Allah, I brought them to a place with no food, no drink, nothing, so they can establish your ibadah. What I want you all to do is, I'm not telling you it's a bad thing that you came here. I tell you to just change your intention. Well, niyat ko tabdeel karna. That's all I'm asking for. Change your intention. Ya Allah, I come here because I want my children to come here and make people worship you. Then you make people do your ibadah. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. He said, Ya Allah, I sent them here so they could establish your prayer. Faj'al, Allah, I ask you, afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim. I ask you, Allah, make some of these beautiful, emotional, sensitive hearts, Ya Allah, I want you to turn them all towards my children. What is the dua making for? Ibrahim asked him, say, Ya Allah, the du'as of your awliya, I want them to love Ismail. The du'as of your awliya, the hearts of your awliya, the hearts of your friends, Ya Allah, I want you to turn them to Ismail. I want that whenever mu'mineen think about Ismail, they think about him lovingly. Is I don't want no weak hearts. I don't want some loser hearts. Afida mina nas tahwi ilayhim. I want these hearts that are emotional, full of fire, that when they see Ismail, they're like, how can I take care of this man? I love him so much. Ibrahim says, make this dua. Afida mina nas tahwi ilayhim. Make the hearts turn to them with fervor and love, subhanAllah. This is why till today, when you go to Makkah, Medina, you have love for the people. It's just natural love you have. Because of this dua. وَرُزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. He says, Ya Allah, and provide them from the fruits. He made such a general dua. He said, Ya Allah, provide them from the fruits. I ask you, brothers and elders in Islam, what fruits have come to Mecca? Rather, what is missed in Mecca? Nothing. The fruits of the entire dunya is found there. Physically, spiritually, everything. He said, فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ وَرَزُقُوا مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ And he said, "Ya Allah, grant them from the fruits, la'allahum, so that maybe perhaps they can become grateful to Allah." This is what we're missing here today. I tell you, subhanAllah, one of the most weak, the difficult parts of our time is that people here are living in such afia. You live in such afia. Don't knock it. In the morning, subhanAllah, the water is a little cold. It's going to turn a little warm afterwards, subhanAllah. You know, Allah Akbar, having warm water, subhanAllah. I was Bangladesh for about a month, you know. Warm water, nirma, warm water, subhanAllah, right? I learned to take cold showers again. I forgot it, now I learned it again. SubhanAllah. Ni'mah. You are surrounded by ni'mah. How is it that you are not grateful to Allah? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Everyone should always say, Alhamdulillah. You will be a happy, this is the dua of happiness. You will become a happy person just thinking, I have aman, I have ta'am, I have safety and I have food. You are a happy person. Alhamdulillah. We should all be grateful to Allah. La'allahum. This is what Ibrahim said, I made dua for my kids so they become grateful to Allah. Rabbana innaka ta'lamu ma nukhfi wa ma nu'lin. Allah, you know what we conceal, you know what we reveal. He says, Allah, everything you know. وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is concealed to Allah Ta'ala in the heavens and in the earth. Nothing is concealed to Allah. And he said, Allah, you know what's in my heart. Whatever I'm saying right now is the truth. I'm not, there's no fakeness to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whatever I say is real. And he says, Alhamdulillah. In the middle of the dua, he's saying, Alhamdulillah. People, subhanAllah, this is how you make dua. You're talking to Allah. Alhamdulillah. What are you making shukr for? Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Allah, I thank you that I became so old and you gave me Ismail and Ishaq. You think he hasn't made shukr already? You think when Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq were born, he didn't do aqiqah for them? He did this, right? You think he didn't thank Allah every day? But every single moment he gets a chance, he says, Alhamdulillah Allah for this blessing. I thank you, Ya Rabbal Alamin. This is how you should be. You thanked Allah once, is that enough? Thank again and again and again. Ya Allah, every moment of this ni'mah, I have thank you, Ya Rabbi. Inna Rabbi la sami'u dua. He says, my Lord is surely the one who listens to dua. And thereafter, Ibrahim makes this profound, beautiful dua. And I want everyone to remember this part, inshallah. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Allah, make me someone to establish prayer. I give you this as a shahada from the Quran, as a witness from the Quran, a testimony from the Quran. You want your children to pray salah, you pray salah. Forget it. You by telling them and telling them and telling them, your words will never have as much impact as your action. Ibrahim said, Ya Allah, make me an establisher of prayer. What is Ibrahim doing his whole life? He's establishing prayer. Do you understand, subhanAllah? Such a humble person, Allahu Akbar. He says, Allah, continue to make me a person that wherever I go, I must become someone who establishes prayer. People, subhanAllah, today are just saying, Ya Allah, make me someone who is namazi. No. This is not enough to say, Allah, let me become someone who prays salah. This is not enough. You must become someone, you must, in America, you must become someone that wherever you are, I will make sure the salah is going to happen. You know, subhanAllah, they're playing their video games at nighttime, subhanAllah, right? Allahu Akbar, these are things, right? When you become grateful, I'm not saying to knock it, I'm not knocking the games, just say Alhamdulillah, the fact that you have it. Like, we have everyone wondered, like, saying Alhamdulillah, we always like stop, you know, saying all the F words and the B words, subhanAllah. We can say Bismillah, and فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. You can make dua. And the thing that, subhanAllah, my friends aren't praying, what do? I make them pray. If my community is not praying, what do? I make them pray. Trust me, subhanAllah, we wear this thobe, we wear this jubba, we wear this topi, not just for ourselves, but make sure that everyone knows this is the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't do these things for ourselves only, we do this for all of mankind. When we pray salah, we make sure that everyone joins us, inshallah ta'ala. This is the idea. You will not survive if you're not someone who's muqim salah. You must become someone who establishes prayer. Ibrahim has to say, Allah, make me an establisher of prayer. Being a Nabi and everything, Allah, make me establish your prayer. Wa min dhurriyati, and Allah, make my children too. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. You know, subhanAllah, he's asking for his children to become imams, you know? I know, subhanAllah, people are like, oh no, I'm becoming Maulana, Hazrat Mufti. No, these are taboo, this is terrible. Where is the income going to come from? Brother, don't worry about it. We didn't study deen to get income. We study deen for Allah, okay? SubhanAllah. If Allah gave us a career in Islam to take care of a masjid community, alhamdulillah, we study deen for us. I could be an IT guy and I still will be talking about the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Your children, mashallah, we study ilm for ilm. Don't let anything be a barrier. Oh, I must become this then or this then, this then. No. Trust me. We need more ulama. We need more imams. We don't have enough yet. Allahu Akbar. We're such a low quota. Okay? In Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, there's like everyone, every other corner is a maulana. The old maulanas are all over the place. Over here, subhanAllah, you find one, you're like, Allahu Akbar, what a ni'mah from Allah Ta'ala. We need more. Study, learn, become an imam. Not a problem, inshallah. Wa min dhuriyat, this is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. He said, Allah, protect my children. Rabbana ghfirli, Allah, forgive me. Wali waliday, Allah forgive my parents. Walil mu'mineen, and Allah forgive all the Muslims. Yawma yaqumul hisab, on the day when they're accounting, when Allah will take to task everyone's book of deeds, Allah, I want you on that day to close their books and say they're all going to Jannah. He made dua for everything. This is why I tell you, SubhanAllah, the duas of the Anbiya alayhi salam were so impactful. MashaAllah. It's the end of Surah Ibrahim. I recommend everyone, inshaAllah, we read it all the time. Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salah wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Beautiful dua. May Allah grant us the barakah of this dua. Allow us to make this dua regularly, inshallah. Keep us on iman, keep us on taqwa, keep our children on taqwa, ya Rabbana alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.